Welcome back, brothers and sisters, patriots from across this incredible nation, those privileged enough to hold the cup of liberty in one hand and the torch of the other to hand it to the next generation. This is Positively American. I am Braden Langley, your host, and we are going to talk about not only the things that are going on in this nation with the news, the politics, add some analysis, but we're also going to bring it back to where it should be, because action is what's missing from this equation, and we're about to provide it. We have got some topics today that I want to bring to your attention, all about the crime that is being endorsed, supported, and enabled by the leftist progressive policies, because this is the fight for the soul of our nation, and we're going to do it right now in spades. We're going to kick it to the intro, and then we are going to hit this. Beautiful people, welcome back to Positively American. Oh man, this is a show that I am fired up for, because it speaks to something that I think all of us feel and all of us know in our hearts. The left, the progressive policies, the Democrats that are kind of falling into the trap of leftism, they're not leading our country down a good road. And those among us that are either the most vulnerable or those that are tasked with dealing with the criminal predatory element in our country are feeling it right now. And I'm about to bring you through so many clips. We've got CNN clips with independent, air quotes, presidential and vice presidential candidates from the far left and Cornel West and his VP. We've got issues of crime, which I'm going to highlight in blue cities. And then the other part to this, the cherry on top, what Americans are doing about it, because we're going to write the course of our country. We're going to pass it on to the next generation, because this is not Biden versus Trump, beautiful people. This is left versus conservative. This is a far left centralized power and control push that we're seeing that has engulfed the Democratic Party. Now, really important disclaimer. I'm not saying all Democrats are evil. If you are an independent voter or a Democratic voter or a Republican voter, this podcast is about having a conversation about what's happening in our country. It's the left that is attempting to get your vote, your attention, with manipulation and lies about the country that we are so blessed to be in. And that's what we're about to dive into. So, one of the things that I really want to drive home in this is how the history of myself, my channel, my creative outlets through Langley Outdoors on YouTube, my pedigree in the gun rights versus gun control fight, 530,000 subscribers on YouTube channel, over 150 million views. It's all based around how we're going to fix this together. And that's why we're moving politics general, because the exact same things that we've seen and tactics we've seen from the left against our gun rights in the scrapyard of a fight over there is coming politics mainstream, which is why we're here. But understand something, and this is such a key point to understand as we go into this, because there's elements of that gun rights fight, which I'm going to bring in the end. But the left must destroy. It is that simple. They simply must destroy in order to build what they want. What they want is a centralized command and control power system where all the victims and all the special interest demographic bucket groups that they've organized have pitted themselves against each other to where they can divide and conquer the entire thing. Just like you saw in Russia with the Red October, just like you saw in Mao's Cultural Revolution. You're seeing this over and over and over again, and it's always the same playbook, but we're going to beat it right now in this time, because I'm telling you, a sea change is coming. And this is something that we need to bring out, because the things that they're going to use to build Biden up and to keep him in power, because the left are the ones that have their hand up his butt using him as a puppet because he's an empty suit, they're going to try everything. You're going to see division. They're going to invade other countries. They're going to distract us. They're going to bomb other countries. You're going to see them infringe upon rights like the Second Amendment right, which I fight all the time on my YouTube channel. Whatever they need to do, they're going to use the tools of leftist destruction, fear, disdain, sanctioned hatred, anger, cancellation, and more importantly, division. And before we get into the first clip, understand the contrast that conservatives and the people who hold the values of this nation so dear are representing. Hope, encouragement, courage, American exceptionalism. We are focusing on the blessings and the gift that we have in this country while they want to tear it down. It's not a hard choice. It's not a stark choice. On one side, you have a lot of flowery language and empty promises, which always end up tasting like crap. And on the other, you have self-reliance and individualism, which is better for the overall health of the entire ecosystem of freedom. It's very straightforward, but we need to get into something because I've got to show you what independent vice president candidate underneath Cornel West just said on CNN a couple of days ago, and then I'm going to show you Cornel West. And it's going to set the tone for some of the criminal examples that I have that are taking place in deep blue bastions. Look at this and listen for what it is. This is the first clip, VP of Cornel West.
You have tweeted in the past about supporting defund the police, which is something that I think perhaps some people in the Black Lives Matter movement support, but also this tweet from back in 2015. The KKK, the police, and government officials are one in the same. I wonder, do you stand by that comment?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. I want us to understand the history of policing in this country. And so Twitter doesn't allow you to give a whole history of policing in this country, but in a few sentences, we can just confirm that there is no historian that I've ever come in contact with who disputes the fact that policing in this country hails from slave catching. And so when we say that policing is, you know, the new millennial slave catching, we're not saying that we don't want public safety. We're saying we want real public safety where community is really centered, where Black safety is centered. And we know that when Black people are safe, we also create safety for everyone else.
That is a VP for Vice President of the United States under the, quote, independent ticket of Cornel West. And I'm going to tell you why I'm saying quote here in a second after we hear him speak. But a few things from that clip. So all policing in this country originates and stems from slave catching. Okay. Well, slavery is bad. Pretty sure we've got a pretty good consensus on that across the entire nation. That would be a stain on the history of our country and also other countries. I'm not going to be remiss and say we are the only people who did horrible things. History is full of very horrible things. We fixed it, we corrected it, and we're moving forward because we learned that's evil. It's not difficult, but beside the point, let's talk about what she just said around all policing in this country stems from slave catching. Well, what about those states that were admitted to the Union before they were, or after slavery? What about those? Was policing in those all about slave catching after slavery had been abolished? Oh, no, it wasn't. Well, that's weird because I could have sworn that you just said all policing was about slave catching. What about other countries that didn't have slavery at the same time we did? What about all the other countries in the world that have police forces? Should we just get rid of all police forever? Or is it just an American thing? Or is it just a convenience thing that you can pit people against each other and bring up emotional scarring issues in order to get their vote and support you because, you know, you made them emotionally responsive? This is disgusting. And the same people who want to defund these police are going to have a hard time convincing a lot of population to do that when the Democrats are trying to distance themselves as far and as fast as they can from anything defund the police related, because during COVID, that was a big hot topic on the left when the left had their full-on takeover of the Democratic Party. It's a little uncomfortable trying to distance yourself on that one because that was fully owned by the Democratic Party. Defunding the police, there are cities in blue states in the, I want to say Minnesota, I didn't prepare for this because it's just off the top of my head, where they abolished the police and then quickly put funding back in because they realized that criminals were taking over. It's a power vacuum. It's not hard. When you don't have someone to hold accountability, no accountability would be had. There are no rules. There are no things that are holding the criminals away from the good citizens. And all of a sudden, you have a problem. But no. The system is bad. Not the criminals. The system is bad. That's going to come back in a second. Now, something else that I would like to draw attention to before we get to the Cornel West portion of this interview. You notice something interesting about that pitch in CNN? Because, you know, that's a CNN anchor. That's on primetime CNN. Talking to two, again, quote, independent candidates for VP and president. You said that very mean quote about the KKK and the government and the police, and they're all one and the same. I was wondering, by chance, do you still stand by that? Because that, I mean, do you? Quick question for everyone in the back. Do you think that same exact questioning and standard would be applied to a Republican or to Trump or anybody who supports Trump? Do you think that would be handled in the same way? Or do you think it would be something like, in 2010, I've got your tweets right here that say the KKK, the police, and the government are one and the same. How do you sleep at night? Orange man bad. So that's exactly how it would go if that person even dared to go on CNN, because it's a big Democrat trap anyway. But that's the whole point. That framing of that question was to give her an out and to say, well, no, I mean, of course, you have to understand the context, blah, 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 to make her look not crazy. And then she opens her mouth and continues and looks absolutely crazy. But beautiful people of the Positively American podcast, we didn't come here for a lack of crazy when Cornel West is waiting in the wings. Because the independent, quote, candidate has got some things to say, and I think you'll find it very interesting. And then we're going to slide right into some criminal reports and the response that the American people are doing, which is American AF. But you know what? Let's get into Cornel West. I've kept you guys at bay long enough. Bring forth the crazy.
You see, abolition is the fundamental theme of the Black freedom movement that embraces poor and working people across the board. Abolition of slavery,
sure.
Abolition of Jim Crow. I want abolition of poverty. I want the abolition of homelessness. I want the abolition of workers not gaining access to wages, so that the larger context of policing has to do with, we got to make sure we don't have poor people in despair. We got to make sure the young children have quality education, health care, and living wage, and safe community. So it goes hand in hand in that regard.
Oh, is there anything else? Well, now you guys hopefully see why I was being very deliberate in my delivery of, air quotes, independent candidate. Because that was communism. 100%. That's not even socialism. That's just jumping straight to communism. Well, you know, policing is bad, and I want the abolition of slavery and the abolition of Jim Crow. Okay, we're going down that road. All right, I'm following you. Then I want abolition of poverty. Okay, kind of like Lyndon B. Johnson, the war on poverty. Okay, that worked out really well. Then I want a abolition on lack of health care, and everyone should have a place to live, and there should be an abolition on homelessness, and there should also be an abolition on Tuesday nights not having enough bread at Costco, and there should be an abolition on fishing poles, because I like to fish on Thursdays. I mean, is there anything else that you'd like abolition of? Why don't you just come out and say it, Cornel? Say the honest truth of what you're actually saying. You want to abolish the existing system that we have in order to provide a centralized communistic state where everyone is treated equally in a complete crap pile. Because here's the thing on the conservative side, and this is the part that bothers me to no end, because conservatives do not have a good way of explaining this, and I don't know why it is, but it seems fairly straightforward. You guys can let me know if I land this plane in the comments right down there. Send this one out. Give me a rating. Do something. Let me know how I'm going. Send a guy a flag. But genuinely, conservatism is such an easy answer to this, because yes, I don't want people on the streets. And yes, I don't want poverty. And yes, I want everyone to have health care. You know the big distinction there? I don't want to be at the mercy of the government to provide all of those things, because the government is an entity. It is an organism. Do you know what entities and organisms always do is number one priority? Self-preservation. That's why I don't believe it's a good idea to pull a Kamala Harris and walk down the street and on top of a stage and go, well, safety is a right. Really? and healthcare is a right. Wow. Having a home is a right. No. Those are all privileges of the system of which we live in, the one that we are blessed, that you constantly demean. But by making it a right, the government can guarantee it. And therefore, anyone who threatens your, quote, safety, now all of a sudden, they can take action because they're impacting one of your rights. See how easy that jump was? Cornel West is a communist. I'm not even going socialist. He was just espousing communistic ideals. A centralized nanny state from cradle to grave is going to take care of you and make sure you have no lack of food, no lack of healthcare, no lack of housing. There's going to be no haves and have-nots. Everything is going to be egalitarian. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. And we're just going to go ahead and just take control of all the policing and insert community standards. And then we're going to go ahead and make sure that we control all of the levers of power for production. Raw materials, factories, outputs. We're just going straight Venezuela to Cuba. See how this slippery slope leads? And it all came from a question about abolishing the police. And this is the part where I get really irritated about it. Because I personally believe that it's the duty of those that are stable and that are in a stronger position to take care of those that are in a weaker position. Not in a negative way, not to look down on them, not to say you are bad because. But I think that it's the responsibility, personally, through a faith approach, but also could just be from a good person approach, to take care of those that need help. That doesn't mean I'm going to put it to the government to do it right, because government doesn't do much right. But this is the part that really bothers me about it. When you take some of the progressive policies and the abolishing of arrest and keeping people out of the courtrooms and out of the jails, and you have bail reform and these blue bastion states, Illinois is one, New York is one, all of these cities that are just getting rid of any kind of penalty or accountability to the actual criminal element of population, which crime has been around for as long as humans have been around. This is not a new thing. And now you've got the people who are going to experience the consequences the most as the weakest in the society, or those that are on the front line of the predatory fight. Because these criminals are predators. They are looking for those that are weaker than them to take advantage of them because there's no accountability for them doing it. It really is that simple, which is the pivot to the next point. So as we go through this, keep in mind the theme that we're going to talk about. It's something that I hit on my YouTube channel. The same people that are telling us we need to abandon our gun rights and we need to abandon the policing are the same people who are letting criminals back out on the street multiple times, with the consequences being absorbed by those, again, the most vulnerable, or those on the front lines in interaction with the predatory element of our society. You're getting the protectors getting hit, and you're getting the most vulnerable getting hit. Basically, anybody that gets past the police is targeting the most vulnerable. I'm going to get to that in 1 second. But now, let me show you an example of what's a good idea in the progressive woke idea of, or approach rather, of restorative justice or reformative justice. Basically, woke policies around criminal justice reforms, okay? This is someone that killed a cop in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to play you audio of what they had done within a month before that, and they were back on the street to kill this cop. Let's get it.
Also learning a lot of new information about this young man. His nickname was Rusty, uh-huh. The officer, Joseph McKinney. Right. We're also learning new information regarding one of the suspects just released on no bond less than 1 month before this shooting.
So here's what we know. District Attorney Steve Mulroy has identified the deceased suspect as 18-year-old Jalen Lobley. He was arrested March 5th of 2024 for stealing two vehicles. Lobley was found asleep in a stolen car with a loaded weapon with a Glock switch attached.
Now, Mulroy says he was not responsible for releasing him, ROR. He says a jury commissioner did that down at the jail.
Oh, good. Now, this is in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee is a blue bastion. New York City is a blue bastion. We're about to hit New York in a second. But let me walk you through the things that this guy had a month before he killed a cop after he was released. For what purpose? Restorative justice. Because you can't have the mean, evil system putting someone who stole two cars and was found sleeping in one of the stolen cars and was 18 and had a pistol, which is not legal, because you can't buy a pistol at 18. You can only buy a rifle. Again, this is where it starts filtering over from the gun world into here. And a Glock switch, if you're not familiar and you're more in the politics broad side of our audience, a Glock switch is something that violates the National Firearms Act, which is a tremendous violation of the federal law, and you're going to get a very hefty fine, and you're going to be in jail for at least 10 years because you created a machine gun out of a semi-automatic. That's what a Glock switch is. So this person was released and 1 month later kills a police officer. How is that right? Cornel West's idea of reformative justice or restorative justice or abolishing policing or community policing, all of that, that same mentality has permeated everywhere that there's a blue bastion, and these things are going to continue to happen. Mark my words, you heard it right here on the 16th of April. We are going to start with the police having more violent encounters with more horrible actions on both sides of it, either the perpetrators or the cops. That's going to happen. Because more and more people are filling the streets that should not be on the streets. We are reaching critical mass. Again, this is April 16th. It will continue. After that, once that saturation continues, you're going to see it start to hit the most vulnerable, old women, old men. And I've got a story from New York here in about two clips. I'm going to show you that and highlight that. After that, you're going to start seeing younger women. It's going to go up the vulnerability scale. Then after that, you're going to start seeing children. This is what's going to start happening because you are ignoring the accountability and the responsibility to protect those in our society who need it. But these geniuses are telling us that we don't need policing because, after all, it had origins in the slave catching. You are talking about apples and onions. You're not even talking about oranges. Apples and onions at this point. But let's continue. I want to show you some more about this guy in Memphis who killed a cop a month after he was released, after everything that I just showed you. Maybe there's a consequence that I'm just missing. Maybe there's a secret that we just don't know about, something behind the scenes. Let's play the second clip and find out.
And Kelly, what were the conditions of Lobley's release?
Joe, like you mentioned, Lobley was released on no bond, no monitoring device. He did not have to check in for any drug or alcohol screening. However, he was under a curfew. He was supposed to be at home between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless he was traveling for work or school. Memphis police said this morning that shooting occurred at 2 o'clock in the morning near...
Oh my goodness gracious. I am shocked, appalled. I cannot believe this would ever happen. Of course, pick up the sarcasm. Because someone who stole two cars, committing a federal gun violation with a Glock switch, in the commission of Grand Theft Auto, lied about not being where he said he was going to for while he was on curfew? I am personally, color me shocked. Of course he didn't. You let him out. He's got another gun. He killed a police officer a month after you let him out for everything that we just showed you. This is coming back to the leftist progressive ideals of let everyone out because the system is mean and accountability is mean and we can't have any responsibility because that would require some sort of objective norms. And after all, I have all of my own truth. And if my truth is I can steal a car because I'm impoverished, well, therefore, you didn't need it anyway because I'm like Aladdin. I just need this thing. Riff Raff Street Rat. For all the people out there around 30, 35. It's ludicrous. It's absolutely insane. But it doesn't matter. It's not about the fruit that gets crushed. It's about redistributing all that fruit. Yeah, sure, there's going to be some broken eggs. but you can't make an omelet of equality without breaking a few eggs. The only problem is the people that are being broken are those that are putting themselves on the line between criminality and the rest of society, and then those at the top most vulnerable portions of society that are feeling the most impact of this. And it's wrong. And all the while, they're telling you on the left that you owning a gun or having a right to a gun is just dangerous and it's bad. And you shouldn't do that because, after all, we're for common sense gun safety. By the way, did we meet our quota of making sure everyone got out of jail that did all the crimes? They're talking out of both sides of their face. That's one of the main things about leftism. They cannot have their policies stand together. It's not possible. You want some examples before we go to the next one? Of course you do. You're members of the Positively American podcast. How about abortion? It's a woman's right to choose, woman's body, discussion between a woman and her doctor. Gun control. If we can only save one life, it's worth infringing on all those rights. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. That doesn't seem to jive. Why don't we go into the next example that I have for you that's coming up in a little bit later in this segment. Immigration, open borders, there is no such thing as an illegal human. Humans are not illegal. You are a big meanie pants. Californians arming themselves across the board because of a rising crime and homelessness because of immigration. And by immigration, I mean migrants crossing the border illegally. They can't stand together. They want to take your gun rights over here, and they want to put more people in your communities that have no place to go and are more desperate. And I'm being very kind on that. But anyway, let me show you one more thing from New York. Actually, two more things from New York, to be honest. There's a clip circulating Twitter, and this clip shows the commission of a very violent act of a 68-year-old woman. And what this kid has decided to do is walk up some concrete stairs that are right on the outside of a church that the woman was heading into. 68-year-old woman, so almost 70. And he decides he's going to mug her and steal her property. So he waits till she gets to the top of the stairs, runs, pushes her up and over all of the stairs. And we're talking about 7 to 8 full stair lengths. She hits the concrete on the pavement, is unconscious. He walks down the stairs, picks through her purse, takes her purse, goes through her pockets while she's unconscious. She has a fractured skull as a 70-year-old in New York City, and this kid runs away. Well, as egregious as that is, and this is where we're getting into the point where the most vulnerable among us are going to start feeling the impact of these policies, because a criminal like this is not going to pick on a 37-year-old man because, quite frankly, good luck. But a 68-year-old woman is fair game, right? I mean, after all, I'm sure he was a young scholar and he never did anything wrong and he was just really hungry. Again, going back to the Aladdin example. Except for this one little part, this is the follow-up once they caught this piece of human excrement. The 16-year-old teen who cracked a 68-year-old woman's skull outside of her church had been arrested and released 9 times before the brutal attack. Just 3 days before the attack outside the church, Javon Prince had reportedly mugged a 50-year-old woman and stolen her car. Prince was arrested 2 other times for assault and has been charged with 6 robberies at 16 years old. You catching a theme yet? This is why we offer the alternative that we offer: accountability, responsibility, hope, unity, going forward in a combined effort to keep our society accountable, but also provide the freedoms that allow us to thrive. That's the contrast. What has New York done? Clamp down on your gun rights. Clamp down on your ability to defend yourself. Put licenses behind everything. Put everything behind plastic in stores. Put the National Guard in the subways because crime is so low and it's never seen it so low. That's why we need National Guard in the subways. It makes total sense, right? I mean, this is only about, what, 3-4 years after Bill de Blasio decided to defund the police in New York City? It's going well. It's going very well. And then you go to Memphis again, look at the example we just told you. But Cornel West thinks that we need to abolish the police, and his VP says that that's part of the KKK and the government and the police. They're all one and the same. We should abolish it for community. Really? Okay. So the last thing that I'm going to say on this topic, because I'll be honest with you, it really fires me up. This woman didn't deserve this. This is the vulnerability element I was just talking about. Older women, which will then spill over into older men, which will then spill out into younger women. Those that are most physically vulnerable in our society will be targeted by the pieces of trash predators that have gotten past the cops because the cops are overwhelmed because progressive leftist policies, woke policies, are letting them out on the street. All the while, the crime that they're committing out on the street again is not only killing officers, not only impacting the most vulnerable, it's also being used to curtail our gun rights and our rights to defend ourselves. They are creating the problem and they are ready and providing the solution, all of which impact us negatively. That's why we're going to fight it and win. It really is that simple to look at it like that. And then the last example before I show you what Americans are doing, because this is American as the day is long, as I mentioned earlier. We also had the New York Police Department officer that was shot last month by two felons who were out on bail for actual gun crimes, who were already paying, serving time for felonies, both violent, shot a cop with a gun in a gun-free zone, a gun control zone. It was impossible. It makes no sense. On paper, how could this be? It's simple. You let people consistently out under the guise of restorative justice and you have chaos. What does the left need in order to bring about its perfect outcome? Chaos. If you have the answer waiting, all you need is chaos. If you bring forward chaos and you enable policies that bring forward chaos and you have the answer waiting, you're dead, you're done, your goose is cooked. If you don't recognize it for what it is. But we do. And we're going to take this bad boy back because we are offering something that helps everyone. We are offering an outlook on life that does not tell us that we are the evil ones and that our country is evil and that because it did this and that and that and this 200 years ago, we're evil. No, we've moved forward. A really good example of this, and this is something that I hope all of you use. Think back to your own independent lives. Have you ever made a mistake? Probably. I know I have. Does that mean that I'm a bad person now because I made a mistake 20 years ago? No, of course I wouldn't, because that's going back to the left's ideals of accountability. How can you be judged by something that was 20 years ago before you've changed? You should have a second chance. Oh, well, what about our country? No. Racist, evil, have-nots. Evil, bad. America bad, capitalism bad. But I thought you just said that 20 years ago, we've changed and we've developed since then. Lots has happened. Well, you have, but the country hasn't. Really? Does that not seem kind of contradictory to anybody else? But anyway, back to my point. Rabbit. If you are not the same person you were 20 years ago, and you learn from those mistakes that you made 20 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, whatever, you aren't the same person because those mistakes impacted you and you learned from them, or at least that's the way that it's supposed to work. And you made yourself better going forward so you could avoid that exact same pain or problem or consequence. Whether it's something as simple as stubbing your toe or wrecking your car or losing your house because you didn't pay the bill, whatever it is. The point is, the mistake was made, you either learn from it or you repeat it. Most of us learn from it to make ourselves better. But when you apply that same logic to the country, no, that's not allowed. It's such a powerful argument because it personalizes it. Yes, our country made tremendous mistakes 200 years ago. And there are other countries that made tremendous mistakes 100 years ago. The point is, if we do not learn from our mistakes and make a better outcome for everyone, you're not doing anything except repeating it eventually down the road. And the left's idea of, well, the system was bad 200 years ago, so therefore we should destroy everything today and make it into communism or socialism, is a flawed premise. That's why we offer conservatism. That's why we offer the idea around individualism. And Californians are showing that in spades right now. And that's the next segment. So right now in California, you have a very interesting problem. Immigration has flooded from Texas into California. So if you're thinking about this like water, And let's just say our southern border is porous and water's going through it, because it is. And you've got, let's just use good, easy numbers. You got 1,000 people going into Texas and 1,000 people going into California along the southern border of the United States. Well, Greg Abbott made a bit of a stink, and he plugged that hole for a minute, and probably still is, and there's different variations, lots of different topics. But now only about 100 are getting through Texas. Well, guess what that means in California? 1,900 are going to California because the water is going to find the path of least resistance. California is a sanctuary state. So of course, it is a path of least resistance. This is not difficult. This is easy. But look what's happening, because again, this is where the leftist ideals conflict. Customers are packing to buy guns in stores north of San Diego. Now, this is San Diego. This is like lefty-leftyville. Many of the people buying firearms said they were concerned about the massive number of migrants being released onto the local streets after the area became a hub for crisis at the border, which is 25 miles from El Cajon, a Southern California suburb of 105,000 people. So, that's a pretty decent-sized suburb, 105,000 people. So imagine where you live. Odds are you're close or a part of 105,000 town, or less than that. Well, in this town, roughly 125,000 migrants have been released onto the streets in the San Diego area since September. So if you have 105,000 people living there, and you just dropped 125,000 additional people there, the migrants now outnumber the actual homeowners and residents there. Your overhead and your upkeep for that area just increased by 100% at a minimum, and you're going to have a rise in homelessness, and you're going to have a rise in crime because people are desperate. Well, this is where it starts to really fall back. I don't think it's just a matter of the numbers of undocumented people. I think a lot of people are concerned about the state of our government being just allowing this, and why. Local Sherry Finn told the Post that the border issue 1,000% plays a role into her decision to buy a gun, pointing to the Glock pistol in her bag. Now, this is a little hat tip to the gun people in my audience, because that they're coming directly from the YouTube channel, right? The path of acceptance in the gun world, just so you guys know, you do not go from never owning a gun to owning a gun and carrying every single day. It's kind of a transition period. You kind of go from thinking about getting a gun, then renting a gun, and then trying a gun, and then talking to people that you know, and then you have the gun, it's in a lockbox, and then eventually you start getting to the point where you carry. It's basically like an exposure into getting comfortable, right? You don't just go from, I'm going to buy a gun and then carry it the whole time. That's a very big jump. But 125,000 migrants just dropped into a town of 105,000 people, and all of a sudden, guns are buying off the shelves. Isn't that weird how that works? Because the left has told us that people who've never had guns, they're all against guns. And guns are bad, and they're evil, and they're the bane of all existence. In fact, if the epidemic of gun violence would just go away, we would have no murders, no crimes, and no criminality, because guns are the things doing it, people, not the criminals. Trust me, I do this all day, every day on my channel. Like, this is what I do. But look what's happening, and listen to the mayor of this same little town, because the Border Patrol processing centers are full, and they're dropping people into this area. Way to go, sanctuary state. El Cajon Mayor Bill Wells acknowledges his residents don't feel safe because of the flood of the illegal border crossers in his city. Quote, "We see the massive amounts of violence that's happening, a lot from the immigrant situation, but a lot from the homeless situation as well," Wells told the Post. "People are frightened, and I do believe they are arming themselves more." This is the part that is really amazing that the left doesn't have an answer for, and honestly, conservatives need to use it more often. The Constitution prevents the government from cracking down on our rights. The Bill of Rights says what the government can't do to us. You can't take our guns. You can't prohibit free speech. You can't quarter soldiers in our homes. There's lots of things they can't do. We're going to need some of that due process, except when red flag laws come all around. Again, hat tip to the gun people. But the point is, the American people, particularly the Californian people, in an area where the federal government is not doing their job and they are dropping immigrants to the point of which they have superseded the residents of that area, The residents are arming themselves because crime is rising because of, as a direct result of the government's actions. They're arming themselves to protect themselves. They're carrying guns every single day. This is in California, near San Diego. This is not in Nebraska, minus Omaha. This is a big deal, and that's the real point of this, is the left is trying everything that they possibly can to destroy you, to dissuade you away from supporting America, to back you away from your rights, trade your rights for safety, and people aren't buying it. You know what they are buying? Is unprecedented amount of guns to protect themselves because the government isn't doing it. I'm telling you people, right now, same day, April 16th, there is a pendulum shift coming, and it's going to shift to the right, and it's going to be fast, and it's going to be abrupt. But it's coming. And I believe that this audience is going to drive it forward. And that's what I've got for you guys. Let me know what you think right down there in the comments field. Please rate this, send it out to anybody that you think will be handy, and I will see you on the next one.